My name is Ian Aragon Escandor, aka Esky the MC. I'm an MC, I'm a youth worker, I work at Street University Mount Druitt. I also try to get involved with my community a lot, the Filipino community.
So you were born and raised in Mount Druitt, right?
Yes, born and raised in Mount Druitt. In the year 1990, my parents moved from Naga City, which is in Bicol, which is on Luzon, the main island. And they moved here in 1990 to Sydney, Australia, I guess in search for a better life. And they moved straight to Blacktown. And then I was born and raised in Blacktown. Blacktown/Mount Druitt.
How did you get started in music?
How I got started in music, I could probably cite somebody by the name of LOC. I saw what he was doing. He used to post up stuff on MySpace. And I liked the sound, and I knew his younger brother, and then we started writing our own raps. That's how it started. We then would go to LOC's place. He had his own recording studio, and we would use it from time to time. I could probably say I was a bit mentored by him. That's how I started in music, and now I'm still doing it. I use it as part of my youth work.
Let's try to break it down first. I get confused when people define themselves as an MC versus a rapper.
Oh, right.
What's really the difference?
Back to like the hip-hop, the school of hip-hop, where KRS-One, he would say an MC is someone that could hold the crowd. Not only just sounds good in a recording studio, but can really do a live performance and really deliver it well. An MC is one who's probably familiar with all of the hip-hop elements. So we've got the DJ, the graffiti, the b-boying, b-girling, and the MC.
What is that, b-boying, b-girling?
B-boying, b-girling, some people call it breakdancing. The hip-hop community, they call it breaking. So I think they try to stay away from the dance word for whatever reason. That's basically it. Yeah.
Okay, so it sort of refers, MCing refers to the whole
So probably the music. MCing refers to the lyricist and the guy that's hosting the stage or the block party. And then you've got the DJing behind him, and you got the dancers, and you got the guys doing the art.
As a kid growing up in Mount Druitt, what did you respond to rap or hip hop? What made you actually start writing your own lyrics and beats?
With the hype of 8 Mile, Eminem going around in the 2000s, I think that's when I first went, oh, that's rap. I sort of like that. But until actually finally getting into it and discovering all these other artists from the late 90s. My favorite band or group, rap group, would probably be A Tribe Called Quest. And discovering them, then I said, you know what, I really, really love this stuff. And then I started getting into it.
So what is it that you love? I guess we can distinguish between different types of rap and different types of hip-hop and different types of lyrics.
Yeah.
And Tribe Called Quest, they're socially engaged?
Yeah, socially engaged, but they're also fun as well. And I like that. And I like that they could deliver a message but be fun about it as well. And that's probably where I like to, whenever I get lost in my direction of hip-hop or whatever, I look to A Tribe Called Quest. And I look to how they do it, and I go, okay, this is what I want to do.
Tribe Called Quest are Americans, right?
Yes, Tribe Called Quest are Americans. And they were really a product of their environment, and I don't want to copy what A Tribe Called Quest do, or Q-Tip, but I want to do something that's reflective of where I'm from, which is Blacktown, Mount Druitt, and deliver a message from...
So how would you describe Blacktown, Mount Druitt? As an artist, how do you respond to this environment?
Yeah, so I was saying, I love Mount Druitt, and it often gets painted very negatively in the media. And I can see why, there's high rates of domestic violence. And sometimes it's seen as an unsafe place. It's perceived as an unsafe place. The crime rates are fairly high, but in comparison to other suburbs, it's quite similar, actually. But the one thing that I do like about Mount Druitt is that it has like this multicultural family, really. And, we've got Pacific Islanders, we've got Sudanese, there's Asians, and Aboriginals, there's a whole bunch of these people that live there, and it's a melting pot for just culture, for just Mount Druitt culture is what I would call it, and that's why I love it. It's all these things meshed in, and Right now, what's happening in Mount Druitt is really cool. There's heaps of people trying to do hip-hop. They're doing hip-hop. To me, it's a unique style of hip-hop.
Can we talk about your work as a youth worker at the Mount Druitt Street University?
Yeah, sure. So I'll just give a quick background.
Sure.
I started there as a participant. I was drawn to it because they were having hip-hop workshops / MC workshops, which attracted me there, which was run by Six Pound. And then I stayed there and I became a volunteer, stayed there a bit longer. I got paid as a facilitator and stayed there a bit too long, and now I got this job. So I'm now assistant manager at the Street University, and I manage all the different programs that get run there. And I also facilitate music workshops from time to time.
What I know from Street University is that they have workshops on filmmaking, lyric writing, making music,
dance,
all that kind of stuff. So how does that, what does that say about Street University and the people that it's trying to work with?
What that says about Street University, actually what that says more about the community of Mount Druitt, is that they want these programs. And all Street Uni's there for is listening to the young people there and delivering the programs. So it's not like we run programs just because we like it. These are programs run, and they were, they maybe been dreamed up by the young people. They may have been planned by the young people, and some of them are actually being run by the young people. So the programs that are run at Street Uni is really a reflection of the young people in the area. Yeah.
So you mentioned a while ago that for your, one of the reasons that you became interested in hip hop or music was because, and what you found inspiring about the Tribe Called Quest,
uh-huh.
was that it was a way that they responded to their environment and
uh-huh.
a way that you could respond to your own environment.
Uh-huh.
So how are you now using these skills or your interest in music and your work in music as a way to engage socially, I guess?
So other than hip-hop being something fun and something cool for the young guys, when they come up to Street Uni, I try to expose them to a whole different range of artists, and behind the fun and behind the cool factor, there is a message that is being delivered, and I try to push that on the young people and not make them, because some hip hop is from America, and some of the young guys and some of the older guys have become really Americanized in the message that they deliver. So they talk about gun violence, which is not really a thing here at all. So getting them to critically look at their community, look at the issues there, or even look at the good things and the great things that are our community, and get them to reflect that stuff instead of the stuff that they're seeing on MTV or whatever.
Yeah. So what kind of things?
We have these workshops that I run from time to time called Stop, Collaborate and Listen. And at the beginning of these workshops, we highlight a particular issue that's going on in the community. For example, it could be racism, or it could be domestic violence, or I don't know, it could be bullying in the schools. And then we get the young people to talk about those issues. There's probably like 10 in the group. They talk about the issues, they explore it. And then for the rest of the workshop, we create a song. And it's all on the SoundCloud. But yeah, so that's a way that we get them to talk about real issues in the immediate communities that they're living in.
Yeah. Where do you think music is going to bring you and the people that you're working with in the future?
The music, I think it creates a self of identity for me and definitely for the guys up at Street Uni, and definitely for anybody that's doing it. We're all trying to find some form of identity. And I guess what I'm trying to do with my music is show that, rapping about stuff from my community or from my background is just as cool to listen to than some of the Americanized stuff that gets put out there.